the race was not easy for you, right? As usual, it's not, there's not an easy finish.
You know what I would say? I would say that more and more I'm feeling what a beautiful gift Drew gave us in this race. That's really what I'm feeling. Not just for the runners, but it gives everybody, the whole marathon team and anyone who gets involved, it gives them an opportunity to transcend and to feel Drew's grace and to love and to offer and to receive, and that's what I'm feeling. Because I mean, it's taken me 13 years to feel that. Yeah, I mean, you know, every year there's, you feel gratitude at the end, and you always feel Drew's grace, and you feel like so many miracles Drew performs, you know, every day in the race. But it's such an incredible gift. I mean, Drew's everywhere here on the course, and he is operating in and through everyone that serves in the race. And
That's so nice.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, three. This one plus two more. Are you on your route?
Calling.
Are you finished for the day?
Hope it's done.
Oh, you're having evening. Oh, that's nice. You just lost a tennis net? Can't believe it. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh God. Well, don't forget to start stretching.
I can't believe you.
Oh, thank you. Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, it's actually been really fun the last few days. It's been very nice. And all our friends are here. Yeah, we'll miss you. And yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, thank you very much for calling. That's so nice. Yes, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you. Okay, bye.
I remember you. The one who won.
That's so cute. Anyway, that's all I could think of, really. How's that?
Perfect. Yeah, it was like complete picture of everything going from around the world. Everybody congratulates you. And now I was in touch with Guru Noka in Moscow.
Oh.
And they also came sending very warm congratulations to you, and they want me to write something about all the race, like in short.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a nice thing to have you words.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, you know, you really feel, like you said, you know, from the other side of the world you can get inspiration, and, you know, we feel it from them and they feel it from us. So, that's what your heart can do.
So, but I have to say that you're the more endurance than everybody here, because for 61 days it's no joke at all. But actually, it's surprisingly, it's not your like worst time.
No, there was one time when I couldn't run all year that was longer.
Even in that hard year, you're pretty fast. So never give up, right?
Right, never give up. And find a new way like you did.
You remember that video that we saw, Beach with Every Runner? We were saying like few words,
and the bottom line
was never give up.
Yeah,
never
right,
give up.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm running 3100 mile race. And then never give up, never give up.
Right.
I'm always surprised that this seemingly eternal race have final left.
Yeah.
Final corner. And then
hope. But then as you know, when you come out next to you, you feel like you never left, so maybe it does never end.
you said that there was another woman who ran 2700 mile race.
Oh yeah.
What's her name?
Antonina.
What?
Antonina.
Antonina.
You know Antonina. She's still going strong. She does quite good time for her marathons and you know Antonina. She works at the UN now, but she used to do the races in the park with us and.
Is she coming to celebration or?
Well, she lives in New York.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. You would recognize her. She's one of. She used to bring us treats all the time.
She
brings us on Monday
morning. She brings me. You would definitely recognize her.
I just don't remember the name.
Yeah.
And do you know Kanchan?
Kanchan.
Or.
Girl
from Canada, I believe.
Oh, years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, she did some long races. Kanchan, yeah. Well, she's no longer with us.
Yeah. Because recently I got like some article that she ran 4,200 miles in 1983 from one course to another
from
Canada.
In Canada. Yeah.
And I was surprised. Wow. In 7 months. Okay, for final lap, do it in peace. Thank you, Shudrova. Happy finish.